Welcome back, everyone, to the
Slide Job
podcast. I'm your host, CTF Football Connor Cates, or the Slide Job on Instagram, and I'm joined by my co-host
Anthony Rhino Sports, Ryan Blaney fan in the draft,
Ryan Elijah as well.
Ryan Elijah fan as well. Yes, me.
We are here today to discuss the Championship Four, which has been discussed to death on YouTube, but we hope to give you all our own opinion on the matter. We're now to the final.
Maybe Ryan Elijah listens to this and is like, why is people talking about me?
Yeah, why is he talking about me?
Well, maybe they should be a better news anchor, because that was bad.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. We're to the final race of the year, Anthony.
I know, I'm sad.
But and now I don't know if you said this or not. Where will you be when the championship race happens?
I will be in Phoenix, Arizona at Phoenix Raceway. ISM Raceway, actually, my apologies. Ready to take in all of the action. I know this dude named Eric Easup's going to be there. I know you guys want to meet me more, so just, you know, holler out if you're there. No, I'm just kidding. I will be in Arizona. I'm very excited. It should be a fun race. My second race of the year in Sonoma. So this is my first ever oval. Actually, that's a lie. I went to Vegas in, like, 2010, but I was, like, 6, so I don't remember. So I'm excited. I got good seats. I'm ready to go.
I am also ready to watch it from home. We get two different sides of the coin here. I get to cover the broadcast, and you get to cover the live experience. Should be fun. I think I want to start with trucks, because I want to cover the entire weekend. I'll be honest with you, don't watch trucks, but I have taken a look into what has gone on.
I want to meet Easttep, I just realized. Probably. I hope.
You'll be able to see him. I mean, he's 7 foot tall.
I can just, like, look up in the sky, and he'll be there.
Yeah, he'll be there. If nobody got you, Kyle Tucker got you. Now, I want to start with trucks.
What about Kyle Tucker?
It's a meme. It's a whole meme that, like, even when other Astros players weren't playing good, Kyle Tucker was there. So I want to start with trucks. The final four in trucks are John Herney Machek, Matt Crafton, who, very Matt Crafton-esque, has not won a race this season. He's just there. Zane Smith, who locked himself in on a weird race. And then the driver everybody hates, Ben Rhodes. Crafton can win his second Truck Series Championship in this format without winning a race. This would also be his fourth. This will also be his fourth championship in trucks. John Herniacek, this is his first year, like, really competing for a Truck Series title. He's been here before, but he's not, like, really competed for a championship, as far as I know. He's not won one. Zane Smith.
I just want to make that clear, is that John Hunter Crackpot, what's his name?
John Herniacek
will not win a championship.
Did you just say John Hunter Crackpot?
Crafton.
Oh, I thought you said John Hunter Crackpot, and I'm like, okay. We got a new nickname. Then we got Zane Smith, who came second in the championship last year after a really good rookie season, sort of a regressed season for him. He regressed, but he still was good enough to lock himself into a championship four spot with a final win in the final race of the season. And of course, the guy everybody hates, Ben Rhodes. I don't know much about Ben Rhodes. Ben Rhodes this season has won 2 races, 7 top fives.
Yeah, Ben Rhodes was a person.
15 top tens. Average finish of 9. So it's pretty good. Who you got, Anthony?
I have a man.
So you don't have John Hunter Nemechek.
I actually do have John Hunter Nemechek, so there's that. I got John Hunter Nemechek.
Why is
John Hunter Nemechek not a man? Because he's, like, young? Is that the point?
He seems like he'd wreck somebody a lot. I mean, he does wreck people a lot. None of these guys.
I got John Hunter Nemechek. He's been the fastest one in the truck series all year, and I really don't think it's going to be that close. And, yeah, that's kind of an easy pick for me, personally.
I got John Hunter Nemechek as well.
So it wasn't bold. That's good.
You just got to go off pure speed. John Henry Nemechek's been the fastest driver this season in trucks. This race
speed
will be
kills, Connor. Speed kills.
Yeah. This race will be a crap show.
Get it?
Yeah, that didn't do get it. This race will be awful.
Henry Ruggs.
It's only the best part is it should be awful. It would encapsulate the season for the trucks almost perfectly. Now to a race I'm actually going to watch. The Xfinity Championship. The final four drivers are the regular season champion, AJ Allmendinger, the tall boy, defending champion, Austin Cindric, the guy who's never won a race but is also somehow still here, Daniel Hemric, and Noah Gragson, who locked himself in at Martinsville. Those are your final four here.
Can I say the funniest thing in the history of NASCAR?
Yeah, you can go ahead.
If Daniel Hemric wins the championship
mm-hmm.
without winning a race this year entirely,
that would be
even
fun.
Win this race. Doesn't even win this race. Just straight up does it without winning. I will laugh so hard. Because everyone's like, it's going to be Hemric's week or day or whatever. So I'm kind of off the Hemric train. He's not.
I like Daniel.
He's a cool guy. I just don't think he's that good because he probably would have won by now on that equipment. I understand he's unlucky. I get that. But he's just, I'm not really seeing it as much as some other people.
Well, I mean, last year, Riley Herbst ran the 18 and also didn't win. So maybe it's just not the best.
Riley Herbst is just really terrible.
Yeah, but maybe the car isn't that good.
I don't know if Riley Herbst will ever win a competitive NASCAR race ever in his life, just to be fair.
Then you got Noah Gragson, as I said. So you can go ahead and go first and pick who you think's gonna win.
Who is it again? It's Hemric, Gragson, Cindric, and Allmendinger.
Mm-hmm.
Give me Cindric again. I got a feeling Cindric's gonna come out strong because I feel like Penske not having anybody in the Champ 4 for Cup is gonna focus a lot on Xfinity right now, and I think he's gonna have a very, very fast car. Won last year. He's very good.
His name's not even – it's Josh Johnson. What is their quarterback name?
Josh Johnson?
Yeah, I put John Johnson. That's not –
no, that's the name. Safety.
Yes, yeah, the safety. I was like, that's not right.
Do I pick the Niners this week?
Who are they playing?
Arizona.
I don't see a reason to.
With a banged-up Kyler, Niners are coming off a good game. That's like my only really – and I'm biased, but – I have, like, kind of a gut feeling they're going to win, but I'm not going to do it.
Well, I have a gut feeling that Boise State's going to beat Fresno State, so maybe, just go for it.
Is that not, like, a common thing?
No, not this season, at least. To the NASCAR playoffs for
the Texans and Dolphins are playing? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, one of them's got to win. For me, I'm going – this is going to – also, Cindric and AJ Allmendinger, definitely the favorites. My thing is I don't know how – I don't know, last year, now obviously, I think everybody can agree, AJ Allmendinger is a better driver than Justin Haley, but Haley made the final four and was just flat uncompetitive in that race, ran like seventh the entire race. Hemric, he'll probably... Now,
It is Justin Haley. You know,
Allmendinger's
like better.
Yeah, but like, I'm just using what we do know.
That's a good job, Connor.
Daniel Hemric, he's probably gonna wreck. So the meet comes down to Gragson and Cindric, and we look at the fact last year that Noah Gragson was what, second in this race, and he wasn't even a championship four driver. He led at the white flag. I'm going with surprise, shocks me as well. I'm going with Noah Gragson.
You're going Noah Gragson.
Yeah, I'm going Noah Gragson.
That is not the way I expect you to go with it.
I don't think he's that amazing, but I think that he's riding a wave of momentum. He's always been a momentum guy. He comes in, he's probably the least likely to win, according to betting odds, I would think. I mean, he's had the worst season of the four.
I would think Daniel Hemric is the lowest in betting odds.
Maybe, but Hemric's also like being insane when it comes to like just consistency this year. I'm going Noah Gragson to win. Does it mean saying that he's the best of these four drivers? No, he's not. But I mean, Jimmy Johnson in 2016 beat Kyle Busch, Carl Edwards, and Joey Logano, who I would argue at that point were all better than him. So it's not always the best driver that wins.
John Hunter Nemechek is more favored to win the Xfinity race than Daniel Hemric.
It's wild. It is wild. But
so Hemric
doesn't have to win, though.
That's true. Cindric is plus 350, Almendinger is plus 400, Gregson is plus 450, Nemechek is plus 450, and Hemric is plus 500.
Mm-hmm.
David Starr is plus 250,000.
Wow. The fact Josh Johnson is outplaying what Zach Wilson has done this season is worrying. You want to go ahead and break down the Cup Series for a second while I write something down?
Sure. So in the Cup Series, we have Ryan Blaney. Oh, wait. No, Austin Dillon broke that. We have Chase Elliott. We have Kyle Larson. We have Daniel. I don't know why I said Daniel. We have Denny Hamlin. We have Martin Truex Jr. We have Martin Truex Jr., who's been very good at 750 horsepower tracks this year. Won earlier at Phoenix. It's funny. I'm going to be in Phoenix at both times the Phoenix race occurs this year, even though I didn't go to the one in the spring.
That is fun.
So we got those four drivers. It'll be a good race, you know. I think those drivers are going to run out front the entire time. I feel like Chase is being a little bit underestimated. Because he
don't give your opinion yet.
I'm giving your opinion.
I still need to break stuff down.
I'm not saying I'm going to win. Okay. I'm not saying who I think I'm going to win. We're doing that. Should be a good race. Phoenix is kind of meh, but it is the championship, so it should be better. And I'm going to be there. And I don't really know how many break down, so I'm just going to leave you to it.
Okay, I'm going to give something about every single one of these drivers. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Martin Truex Jr. comes into this race with four wins. He has won all of those except for Darlington, I believe, at tracks with this package.
Connor, I would like to make a statement.
Oh, dude, we're going to get to statements. We're going to get to statements. I know exactly what you're going to say.
No, correcting you. Darlington was 752.
Oh, wow. It was 752 horsepower?
Yeah, they added two extra.
Yeah, they added two extra horsepower for Darlington. I can never remember because they changed it this year for Darlington. I didn't remember which way they changed it from. I think Mark Truex Jr., if you ask the diehard NASCAR fan, I feel like he's the most consensus pick I'm seeing on the internet. Denny Hamlin comes in this race.
Which I don't get. I'm going to explain, but I don't get that.
We'll get into it. I just want to give stuff about these drivers. Denny Hamlin comes in this race with two wins. He won one of those at Vegas, but the other one was at Darlington, which they were running that package at, according to Anthony.
Yes.
Chase Elliott comes to this race with two wins. This is the weirdest season, by the way. Just the weirdest season. Chase Elliott has not come off to me this season as a championship contender. This is the greatest championship slump season ever.
I wouldn't go that far.
Because he could win the championship and still be in, like, not a championship slump, but a championship hangover. Like, he could still win it.
Oh, I see. He's having one, but he's still been the best. Oh, I understand now. I thought you were gonna say this is the worst championship slump in general.
No.
Being the best for being in one is your point.
Yeah, like he's only won two races. He has like the worst average finish of any of these drivers, except for Martin Truex Jr., I believe is what the thing is. And sometimes it's just plain uncompetitive. It's kind of weird. But he does win. He has won two races. Both road courses, right?
Yes. Yeah. Pick him to win every single road course this year.
It wasn't a bad pick. I didn't know.
Wasn't as bad as the one you know I'm about to say.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that because I'm going to bring it up multiple times here. And Kyle Larson, everybody knows.
Are
Kyle
you?
Larson, the fact that you said he'd win 11 championships?
No. The fact that you said Harvick would win 13 races.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey. Can I say something?
Yes,
was there anything pointing to the fact that he wasn't going to?
I mean, I thought Stuart Haas's decline was quite obvious, actually. I mean, who didn't see that coming?
Yeah. And we all know Kyle Larson comes in this race with 9 wins at like every style of track except for the 750 or whatever it is. I'm not a package guy. So I don't know exactly what package.
Yeah, I like envelopes more than packages, to be honest with you.
Larson comes in this race with funny. Larson comes in this race with an average finish of 9.3, 8.2 or 8.6 for Denny Hamlin, which is just bonkers.
Touchdown.
12.3 for Martin Truex Jr. and 11.5 for Chase Elliott. I don't have the exact stats of like what they all did at mile or not mile half, but the those specific tracks this year. But I do know Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson is the way it's been in that order of who's been the best at these tracks. What were we going to say about the Truex thing? We'll now get to breaking down every driver's chance of winning. We'll start with Truex. What do you think about Truex, and why do you think he's a bit overrated in this race?
The other ones are better. I mean, that's really honestly my take. I mean, Truex, there are races where this year where you've been like, oh, Truex is about to dominate this race. And then he finishes like 20th and just is not good. I doubt that'll happen in this one. I doubt it. But there have been times where Truex is heavily disappointed this year after a good race in a good few weeks. I can remember, where did we go? And he was just like bad.
Oh.
He was off like a win or two in like three straight weeks or whatever.
New Hampshire?
Maybe it was something like that. And this dude just flat out sucked. Again, not saying that this is something that, you know, will happen this time because it's unlikely, especially going in the championship race. But I don't know. He's been underwhelming at times, highly inconsistent at times. When he's on, he's on.
Well,
just, there's another driver in here that I just will not bet against.
For me, Martin Truex Jr., I agree with that. When he's on, I don't think anybody can beat him. Like, you can see, we have seen races that he has made just flat out unwatchable with how dominant he is. He's done that in the past. He's done that this season. He did that with Martinsville 1, and he did that with Richmond this season where he just dominated. Especially he gets to the third stage, and he can get into that third stage and just win. And it does get a little bit weird there. I don't know why I said weird. But you look at it, he has led only 8,000 laps this year. You can round up to 9,000, I don't care. Oh, he has run laps, not led. I misread that. He has run 8,000 laps. 12 top fives, 19 top tens. We will now move on. Who do you want to talk about next?
Hold on. Let's do Chase.
Okay, Chase DeFour. I'll start with Chase. Like I said earlier on, this is a very weird year because last season he won 5 races, had 15 top fives, 22 top tens. He led more laps than he has this year. He had a better average. He has a better average finish this year. So basically, in every stat, he was better last year than this season. But he's also in a chance to win a championship. This has felt like a steep decline, but he's still in a position to win a championship. This is very Jimmy Johnson-esque, where Jimmy will have like a weird regular season. And you're like, oh, he ain't going to win this year. And then he wins. That could very well be what happens with Chase Elliott. What's your take?
I think Chase Elliott will play second in this race.
Okay.
I think that he will have a very good run. I think that he's been consistent. I think he's been overshadowed about it. If Kyle Larson wasn't doing what Kyle Larson was doing, I think people would have more respect for Chase Elliott's season because it really hasn't even been that bad this year. But, you know, Kyle Larson's being Kyle Larson, so that's fun. I think Chase Elliott has a very solid chance of winning this race.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the cups of like the quotes that the drivers said in their meetings today?
Kind of.
Denny Hamlin's cup says, "I live in chaos. My life is chaos. I thrive under chaos."
Yeah, Denny Hamlin said some interesting stuff today. I heard.
Kyle Larson said, "Just try and focus really hard. Prepare and be ready." Mark Truex Jr. said, just having fun, enjoying life, doing what I love to do. And Chase Elliott says, typically it works itself out in my experience. Those are the quotes from the drivers who are seen super into it. Let's get to Denny Hamlin next. You start with Denny Hamlin since I started last time.
I'm going to start with Denny Hamlin right here, right now, right here, right now, right here, right now. Here we go. So basically, whatever. Oh, yeah. Denny Hamlin. So Denny Hamlin didn't win a race till like
the first race of the playoffs.
The first race of the playoffs. So that was a little concerning. Denny Hamlin is not bad. Denny Hamlin will be competitive, and I think Denny Hamlin has a shot at winning this thing, just like the other three drivers do. However, I don't think he will. Denny Hamlin is good. Probably be very competitive. Won here in 2019 to get himself in the championship at Homestead, in which I still think he should be at Homestead. I can't see him doing it, man. I can't. It's Denny Hamlin. He doesn't do this in big situations. I hope somebody wrecks him so he calls him a hack. Yeah, well, I don't hope he gets wrecked, but I'm more saying, like, you know. Oh, that makes me sad.
What makes you sad?
I don't think I can get – they're sold out of infield passes. I didn't know that was a thing.
That's not good.
Yeah, I didn't really know it was a thing because in Sonoma, you could just – well, there isn't really infield in Sonoma, but you can go, like, anywhere without, like, an extra pass. So I didn't really know it was a thing.
Unfortunate. Let's get into the stats for Denny Hamlin. 2 wins, 18 top fives, 24 top tens. Whenever he wrecks, he also just doesn't wreck. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, no, it's like weird.
Let's see. What else has happened in this for him? He has led a ton of freaking laps, and he has the best average finish. He basically comes 8th every race, which is good. That's not how it works, but he's finished at an average of 8th. Denny Hamlin, he's either going to win this race or he's going to run 4th.
I think he's going to run 3rd, so.
He thinks he's going to run 3rd.
Okay. Connor?
Yeah?
I have some very good news.
What?
The current score of the football game is 45-30.
Scoregami?
45-30 is Scoregami.
Oh, wow.
But the Jets are making a push down the field.
Oh, my word. The Jets might win this game. This will be an all-time blown lead. They were up, what, 42-10?
He goes deep. Oh.
They were up 42-10 in this game. It's kind of wild. And now Kyle Larson. I'll start because why would I not start?
But he likes Kyle Larson, guys.
Kyle Larson is from Elk Grove, California.
Yes.
Kyle Larson was
close to where I'm from.
Kyle Larson was born July 31st, 1992. And mm-hmm. Kyle Larson is an Asian American.
Mm-hmm. And he said the N-word.
All of these things lead me to say that he led the most laps in a 36-race season ever. He won 9 races. He had 19 top fives, 25 top tens. He had an average finish of 9.3, and he just didn't wreck at all.
He wrecked a Dega once and then the other time that was that the thing happened.
Well, it also wasn't his fault.
Who won Spring Dega again? Let me think about it. Oh, Brad.
Brad. The B Rad man. Kyle Larson is the favorite. I think he should be the favorite objectively heading into this race. Let me give some context to the things that are being said about his abilities at these tracks with this package. Phoenix, this season, he was top. What?
Oh, no. Is 52-30 score Gami?
Did they pick 6 it?
I think so. I don't really know.
Oh, I think it hit the ground.
No.
Oh, man.
Well, yes. No, it hit the ground. That's not a pick.
Oh, cool.
It hit the ground. And I think he would have picked it, and then he dropped it.
I think 52-30 actually happened this season.
I would cry.
Oh, that's a – that looks like an inter – oh, it's, no, it's incomplete. It's incomplete. Yeah, it's incomplete. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Let me give some context to Larson's quote-unquote struggles at these tracks. Darlington, both times, he was the second-best car. He trailed behind Truex and Denny in those two races. I would actually argue he was probably the best car at Darlington, too, but just some stuff down the stretch where his tires just died. Richmond, I'll give you that. He was garbage at both Richmond races. Phoenix won. He had the second or first best car in that race, but sped twice.
Let's just make it clear, though, at that point, it's like he's still, well, yeah, he was probably one of the best cars, and at that point, he's learning how to, like, you know, race again. Mm-hmm. Not that he didn't know how to race, but more like, you know, race a NASCAR car.
Well, also, everybody else has a one more year of experience with this package than he does.
That's what I'm saying.
I know, I was agreeing with you.
Yes, yes.
Josh Johnson underneath, first down. When we look at New Hampshire, everybody was bad in New Hampshire. Every one of these championship four contenders was bad in New Hampshire. Larson actually finished higher than anybody else in New Hampshire than of these four. And like I said, Phoenix, he was really freaking good, but he sped twice and still finished seventh or ninth. I can't remember, seventh or ninth. So I think that you are digging a little deep if you're trying to say that he's not good at these tracks. You are kind of taking things out of context that don't deserve to be taken out of context. Now that I say that, is he the favorite when you do look at this season? Yeah, but it's hard to explain. He's the favorite, but also I do agree in the sense that Chase and Martin Truex Jr. are both better at this track as of late. Are you ready, Antonio, to get to the picks?
I am 100% ready to go.
First question, will this be the first ever I got to ask this every year. Will this be the first ever Championship 4 race where the Championship 4 driver does not win?
No.
If they were to not win, who would win? If it were to be a not Championship 4 driver.
Dennis. I see what you're asking. I thought you were going to say which one of the four would be the one to finish the best if no one won. I see. Give me Blaney. Only because he's kind of good there. I feel like he's got some vengeance about to happen because of a few weeks ago.
Harvick.
Is it Blaney or... Harvick hasn't been fast enough. Harvick or...
Yeah, Harvick, you're right.
Kyle Busch. I mean Blaney or Kyle Busch.
Okay. Who is finishing fourth in the championship four?
We need to say at the same time on three.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
You mean countdown?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Martin Truex
Jr. Dennis the Menace. I think you look at last year, and you look at the fact Denny Hamlin just trailed so badly behind Logano, Chase, and Brad. Will that happen again? It's not guaranteed to happen again, but I will say it will for the sake of what I'm saying. And we know unfortunate luck has happened to him in the past. Maybe there's more luck involved. Where do you think he finishes?
Fourth place.
So you think it's going to be the same thing as last year? 1, 2, 3, 4?
Absolutely. It's usually like that, no?
Not always, but...
But I think with Phoenix, it's hard. It's easier to do that.
Yeah, because it was always, and this isn't biased, but when you look back at the Homestead races, it was always three of the championship guys.
And then Kyle Larson.
And Larson. Yeah, it was and Larson. And so Larson's now in the championship four. I think he'll finish fifth. I'll say fifth. And I'll leave one room. I'll leave room for one driver in the middle.
Leave room for Blaney.
Picked off. Flag.
Well, it's probably PI.
Flag.
Rock ya
sin. For third. 3, 2, 1. Chase Elliott. Okay, that's definitely PI.
Dennis.
What's your Dennis opinion?
I'm faster than JGR, and I think that will continue. And Dennis has had some bad luck, as you mentioned, so I'm giving it to the 200 boys to battle it out.
For me, Chase has just been too inconsistent. There's a shot that they come out this race, just like run 19th the entire time. I don't think they will, but they could. This is the big one, because you want to say who we have winning, because then that would just say who we have second. Or do you want to just
work.
Do...
I don't know. That'll work. Well, no, because no, actually, well, let's do second so you can give an explanation for second.
Well, then we can still give an explanation for second.
That's true. Okay, well, let's do first then. Who's winning the championship?
Okay, I'm having to make a decision.
Oh, he doesn't even know yet?
I've been debating this literally all day. I have notes. I have, like, stuff that I have in my head. I got it.
I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Oh, we're not saying the same time? Or am I counting down?
You can count down.
3, 2, 1.
Larson. Wild Carson.
Good. Good choice.
I don't want to pick him, but I have to.
All right. So, Chase Elliott's my second because Larson is just better. And I don't think Larson will lose this. I just think Larson has been so good this year, so consistent. I can't see him losing this race, to be honest with you. I don't see it. He's always been the fastest Hendrick car all year long.
For Truex, I think the thing that separated it for me is I think Truex is better at this track and better in this package. But I think Kyle Larson's team is better than Martin Truex Jr.'s. Yes. And I think that that will be what plays a factor and gets the win for Kyle Larson. His 10th win of the season, that's intercepted. That's the third interception he's thrown in this drive, except for the first one wasn't an interception.
Well, I'm going to tell you that he's not very good, so it doesn't really surprise me.
He had a pretty good game.
He's not very good.
But yeah, but he had a good game. The fact that both the Jets backups outperformed Zach Wilson, kind of worrying. I'm going Kyle Larson because of the team, his crew chief. I think Cliff Daniels is better than James Small. I think that the pit crew is better than the pit crew. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Larson is more motivated to win it than Martin Truex Jr. is.
I think Kyle Larson is the best driver in NASCAR. And he will win.
So, for us, that goes trucks. We agreed JHN. Then I said Gragson. You said Cindric. And then we both said Larson.
Scorigami.
That is great.
Connor, that means you can't beat me in points now, right?
I can still beat you in points.
How?
I'd get second place right. And get the average.
No, that's true.
I'm only minus two, so I can still tie you.
That is true. But you can't win.
I can win.
How do you win?
If I get second and the average, that's 3 points.
Is that 3 points? That's yeah, okay.
Everybody, that is it. That is all. That is the pod.
I will not lose. I haven't done predictions, so I've been kind of choking, but I will not lose.
If you don't do predictions, I have automatically won.
Yes.
So that's fun. Well, that is it. There will be probably two more podcasts in season number. Actually, no. We're going to do like off-season podcasts, and those will all be season number two. But this is the last race of season number two of the Slide Job Podcast. Thank you all for being with us.
And, well, no, we're going to do the championship. One, two.
Well, oh, yeah. But I mean like preview. But we don't do preview things. So, yeah, you're right.
We do post-view things.
Yeah, the post things. I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, well, thank you all for coming. We will see you next time. Peace.
Thank you all, everybody.